Yes, John, somebody that a lot of my clients have read his materials. John Kremer is the author of 1001 Ways to Market Your Books. He's the developer of the Blog Tour Palooza, which we're going to hear about, and the developer and editor of bookmarket.com and a new one, infographicaday.com. He is ultimately what the reason he's on the show, book marketing and internet marketing consultant and expert. John, welcome to the Game Changers Radio
Show. Welcome, John.
Yeah, thanks, Bob and Mark.
You have unlimited resources for authors on your site, John. You've been doing this so long. You're very highly respected and definitely just well spoken of in the internet marketing community. Tell us a little bit about your career, how you got started becoming a book expert.
Well, I became a book expert because I was a frustrated author. And sitting around and waiting for a publisher to make a decision, I decided to self-publish. But the information wasn't there on how to publish and market, so I had to create information, and that's how I stumbled into my specialty, book marketing.
Well, so you had the entrepreneur bug who said, I got a problem. I can't get a book published, so I'm just going to go do it myself and figure it out. You're like the ultimate American entrepreneur, John.
Yes.
Hey, John, tell us a little bit about the process. Like you mentioned that you decided to self-publish. What do most people do? They try to wait around for a publisher deal?
Well, that was the case back when I first started out. That was about 25 years ago. And back then, it was harder to self-publish than it is today. So it took a lot more of a challenge. It was, you know, you spent a lot more money because you actually had to print books. You couldn't just do e-books.
Well, I think I guess the thing that's really advanced, John, then is the tools and the resources that are available for people to self-publish today, right?
Right. With the world of the internet, it really is a game changer.
Could you talk a little bit about the pros and cons of each? Like, what were the pros and cons of getting a publishing deal versus self-publishing?
The great thing about self-publishing is that you have full control. The bad thing about self-publishing is that you have full control. It means that you have to be responsible for it. Whereas, you know, a lot of authors hope to have a big publisher take over and they can just sit back and collect the royalties. But in today's world, the big publishers aren't doing the marketing that they used to do. So even if you have a big publisher take on your book, you still have to do a lot of the marketing yourself.
Hey, John, I got a question. Maybe it's a leading question, but how many authors out there are making enough in royalties to, like, keep the lights on?
Well, in the past, they said about 5% of authors actually make a living as an author.
And why
That's
is it then?
True.
And then why is it then that so many people want to write and publish a book?
I think part of it is that they have something they want to share. They have a passion. The second reason is that they're deluded.
he says backhandedly. So I think it's a secret kind of fantasy. A lot of people you talk to have some sort of, we'll call it an illusion instead of delusion, to write a book, whether that's a fiction book or a nonfiction book. But I think there's that kind of fairy tale, that good story of, I have something I want to write down, I have something I want to leave, there's something I want to say, and I want to put it down in a book. But it's certainly not something that a lot of publishers, quite frankly, are willing to put out there and take a chance on, right?
Right. And, you know, but in today's world, you know, you can start for very little money and publish an ebook, and, you know, you might become somebody like Amanda Hocking that sold a million books on Amazon, Kindle ebooks, and then got a, you know, $2 million deal from a major New York publisher.
Now, that was a book of fiction, correct, John?
Right.
That was kind of was that like a fantasy book?
It was fantasy zombie fiction.
So, John, do you primarily, are your clients people that are doing nonfiction, or is it nonfiction and fiction both?
It's both. There are, you know, probably half the authors that are out there are writers of fiction, and about half are nonfiction. It's usually easier to market nonfiction because you can target an audience. With fiction, it's a little bit harder to find your audience. But again, in today's world with the internet, there's so many websites that are devoted to fiction and the love of fiction that it's become a lot easier to market fiction than it used to be.
Hey, John, our listeners are business owners. Can you talk about some of your business clients that are using books and how they're using them to promote their businesses?
Well, books are an incredible way to market almost anything, whether it's a speaking career or business career, because the minute you write a book, you become an expert. And that means that people take you more seriously. And that's really important if you're a professional, say a doctor or a psychologist or accountant, something like that. But it's even important for somebody who's in, you know, a small business owner, a restaurant owner, for example, might write a cookbook, something like that. It really does establish them as somebody special.
So, John, this is primarily you have a lot of resources for people who self-publish. Let's say they've got, first of all, writing and getting a book completed is a very difficult thing. So for those that have got through that process, congratulations. Now they've got their legacy built. They've got their expert platform built. What would be your advice to them? What's the first thing they should do to actually get somebody to actually pick up their credit card and order that book off of Amazon?
Well, two of the big things in terms of marketing on the books is either to market on the internet or to get out there and start speaking. And you'll get a lot more speaking engagements locally or nationally once you have a book, because now you are the expert on that subject.
And there's people that are always looking for speakers, right, John?
Right. Locally, there's all kinds of, you know, chambers of commerces, Lions Club, Rotary, and so on, that need speakers every week or every month. And they're desperate for, you know, somebody to come out and give them some good information.
And that book is like the secret key to get on that stage, right? Like, it's almost like an open invitation. Once you have a book, you get a stage, right?
Yeah, well, a lot of authors talk about it as being just a big business card.
Hmm.
Yeah, John, a lot of business authors want to be on bestseller lists. Can we talk about that a little bit? Like, what drives, like, New York Times bestseller list, Amazon seller list, and how do you get on there?
With Amazon, it's a little bit easier because, you know, you're only selling on Amazon. So once you're on Amazon, you can just promote it. And primarily, you do that online by either doing a blog tour or an Amazon bestseller campaign or something like that, and you can drive sales. With the New York Times, because the New York Times counts bookstore sales, you have to have good distribution. And most self-publishers, you know, we talked earlier about the advantage of a big publisher. One of the major advantages of a big publisher is they have good distribution in bookstores.
Hey, John, we got about 45 seconds left. I want you to mention about Blog Tour Palooza.
Yeah, that sounds really sexy.
Yeah, what is that about?
It's all about how to get a lot of attention on the internet really quick.
I like that.
Well, that's short and sweet. Really, are you talking about, when you say blog tour, is this like the author tour that goes to the Barnes & Nobles and sits at a desk and signs books?
This is about appearing on different blogs and websites. And if you appear on some of the top ones, like Tim Ferriss did with his first book, The 4-Hour Workweek, he made it a bestseller within a week or two just by appearing on some of the top blogs on the internet.
So he borrowed that influence.
Hey, that's
those
a game
bloggers.
Changer.
It is.
John, how do folks get information about your Blog Tour Palooza?
The best place to go is to my main website, bookmarket.com. And there's a link right there to a whole sales page on how to go about doing a blog tour.
Yeah, and we have that link also, Mark, on GameChangersRadioShow.com. So, John, thank you for being on the show today. You are a humble man. You know a lot and helped a lot of authors. So thank you for being on the show, and we look forward to catching up with you soon.
Thanks, Mark. Bye.